This is Colin Rose, today at AFN Elders and Youth Conference. I am here with Belle Lachini, and she has agreed to let me interview her. And my first question will be, would you please introduce yourself?
Hawa Gunashchish. My Tlingit name is Kasawa. My Haida name is Safkawas. My English name is Della Jackson Chini.
Thank you very much. And may I ask your about your heritage, and what languages do you speak?
Hawa Gunashchish, yes. My heritage is Alaska Native. My mother is Haida and my father is Tlingit. And I'm learning Haida, and I understand a little bit of Tlingit, and I take classes with the Tlingit language also.
Thank you. And my third question will be, why did you come to Elders and Youth /AFN?
This is my 36th year at Elders and Youth, and I used to travel with my mom, Mona Jackson, from Cake and Haida Gwaii, and I just continue the journey. She left us in 2005. So I love coming to visit with old friends and make new friends and to participate in learning more about our community of Alaska Native people.
And my next question will be, what keeps you busy at home?
I'm always getting ready to weave. So that means the season comes and goes, and then I also harvest and process food like fish, seaweed, and deer meat if I get it, and moose meat if I get it. So I'm always busy with something.
All right. And this question, you don't have to answer it if you're not comfortable, but what was it like growing up, and what were you doing when you were about my age?
I was in Cake High School. I remember my father and I working in the kitchen. He was cooking and I was washing the dishes. And he looked, while he was stirring his pot, he looked towards me and says, "Sister, I'm so happy you're going to stay home with us for your high school years." I was kind of taken aback by that statement, because I had always dreamed of going away to high school in Sitka. But since they started the high school in Cake, my father expected me to stay home, which was fine with me. But when he first told me that, I felt a little bit of sadness that I was not going to be able to be away from home. But after a lot of thought and after graduating from Cake High School, I realized the importance of our cultural ways that I practice. If I had gone away, I would not know how to take care of my opposite family and my in-laws, and learning about loving my family from all of my brothers and my sisters, my mother and my father and my grandmother and my aunties and uncles taught me about how to be a sister, a mother, a grandma, an auntie. So it was important that I stay home. I realize that now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite place?
My favorite place is when I'm getting ready to weave. I go to this place that my father told me to create in my mind, to find this place where I can be anything I want to be in the world. And that place in my mind is to be a weaver. So that is where I go to prepare myself to weave. And before I weave every day, that's the place I go to calm down, to visit my grandmother, my mom, my dad, and just to remember the love that they shared with me.
Did you ever have a goal in life? And if so, what was it, and did you accomplish it?
One of my goals that I've really looked forward to was graduating from college, which I finally did in 1995 from the University of Hawaii, Hilo. And then also I wanted to go to take a master's program, but it didn't work out that way. But I participated in a community fellows program that took me to Boston, to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, to do research on storytelling. So that's what I did and finished that program. And it was something that I was unexpected, but it was a goal that I finished because it was an opportunity I took advantage of.
Thank you very much.
Ganakchish.